Dermatol.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional and natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to whatever they may be, and you're not sure where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. For the last 25 years or so, practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases of all kinds that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the human body? Simply standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system, it is designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem miraculous to some, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual. It's the way the body works. Albert Einstein said, "Any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex, but it takes genius to move in the opposite direction," and that's what we do here on The Bright Side. We take the simple approach to health and wellness, no matter what it is you're suffering from, friends. There is a simple solution to accelerating the body's ability to heal itself. That's what it's really all about. It's helping the body heal itself. And no matter how far down the rabbit hole you have gone, you can reverse the process because the human body has a built-in healing and regenerating system. If you are interested in addressing any of your health challenges, if you've got questions about prescription drugs, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, we encourage your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And you can always call my friends Phyllis and Andy or Nassim and Rachel or Vicky and Debbie if you want to learn more about the longevity products at 866-735-2470. And, of course, if you want to learn more about the business, you can give them a call as well at 866-735-2470. Or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity business. And, of course, we always have great articles up there and some videos, and try to keep it updated somewhat regularly, brightsideben.com. The Bright Side, the program, The Bright Side, what I call living from The Bright Side, is really about respecting and acknowledging the human body. It's about learning to harness this really unbelievable, incredible regenerating system that we call biology. The human body is always building up or breaking down. It's always moving in a certain direction. When we're younger, we're net building up. There's more building up going on than breaking down. But something happens to us along the way to middle age. We hit what I call the wall. Capital T, capital W, the wall. And that's when we become net breakdown. That's when the breakdown process takes over. For most of us, that's around the ages of 27 or 28, a little earlier for some, a little later for others. We experience that breakdown process, the wall, capital T, capital W. We experience it as little aches or pains. We don't recover as quickly from a workout. We maybe get a little belly roll. We used to be skinny. We can't go out and party as much as we used to. From that point forward, from the point where we hit the wall forward, it is all downhill. But it doesn't have to be, because those building up processes are still there. The good health systems are still there. We're just net breakdown. It doesn't mean we're not building up. It just means that we're net breakdown. No matter how sick you think you are, folks, no matter how sick we may be, we can still heal a cut. If you can heal a cut, then that's an example of the build-up activity that is still going on. If you can heal a cut finger, then you still have build-up activity. It's just that your net breakdown. So the bright side is about up-regulating the build-up side, turning up the volume on the healing and rebuilding side of the equation. And there's all kinds of ways that we can upregulate by taking key supplements, by making good food choices, by eating less calories, more nutrient density. These are all mechanisms for turning up the volume on the healing processes of the body. I'm not even talking about the spiritual dimension, the mental dimension, the emotional dimension, which all have to be addressed. I'm just talking physically. By taking nutritional supplements, wise strategic nutritional supplementation, by making better food choices that are more in line with how the body wants to eat, by eating less calories, more nutrient density. These are all mechanisms that we can turn up the volume on our healing systems. I'm here 5 hours a week basically discussing ways to upregulate our biology, how to improve the detoxification system, how to build muscle, how to build tissue, how to increase oxygen and nutrient levels, which means more energy to run the whole system. That's what the Bright Side is about, turning up the volume on the body's healing process. We've been talking the last few days about acne, the skin disease acne. Some 40 to 50 million Americans suffer from acne, and some 80 million Americans will break out at one time or another in their lives. The word acne is actually a corruption of the Greek word acme, which refers to a point, which of course they're talking about the hallmark sign of acne, which is the pimple. Now, the most important thing that we want to talk about when it comes to acne is that there isn't one thing called acne. It's not a homogeneous kind of disease state. There's actually 7 different types of acne. The second thing that we want to talk about when it comes to acne is that skin diseases, no matter what they are, acne, psoriasis, eczema, whatever, skin diseases do not appear in a healthy body. If anyone tells you they can eliminate your acne without addressing your health, if they tell you that they can cure your acne beyond superficial changes in the appearance of the skin by just rubbing a cream on or a mask or using a cleanser, they are at best ignorant and at worst deceitful. If anyone tells you to take an antibiotic to heal acne, again, they're misinformed or deceitful. Now, this is a $2.2 billion business, folks. Nobody wants to rock the boat if they're selling you an acne product, and that's why you're not getting the straight scoop. There's $2.2 billion spent on pills and potions and light treatments and facials and acupuncture and cleansers and masks. And much worse than the wasted dollars is the shattered hopes, the kids and the adults who are being misled. And what I've seen over the past 25 years of working as a skincare formulator, designing skincare products, and as a pharmacist, what I've seen is that behind the billions of dollars that are spent on these potions and lotions are real, live, flesh and blood human beings who simply want to stop breaking out. And the ultimate tragedy is that it is so unnecessary. 1 out of 6 Americans are breaking out with acne. It's actually the most common skin disease. It may actually be the most common disease of all types. And as I say, the most important thing to recognize is that there's 7 different types of acne, and this is what accounts for the failure of most treatments. There are 7 different biochemical breakdowns that show up as the pimples and the blemishes and the lesions that we call acne. That means that we need to be addressing the specific biochemical breakdown that's resulting in the specific type of acne. The first type of acne is the most common. It's hormone acne. Basically, the hormone testosterone. Teenage boys and girls will go through a little burst of testosterone. Many people know of testosterone as a male hormone, but it's not just a male hormone. It's a powerful growth hormone. And right around the ages of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, it's getting earlier these days, teenagers or young adults will go through a little growth spurt, and testosterone accounts for that. In a healthy body, these growth spurts and these spurts in testosterone aren't going to cause breakouts. Indigenous cultures that are making good food choices that are more in line with how their bodies work, don't have a problem with acne. The funny thing about those ignorant cultures, they can't be messing around with their food. They're intensely physical people, indigenous cultures. Most of them are hunter-gatherers, and they can't be getting sick. So they are eating well, and they tend to be healthy. If a growth spurt is resulting in breakouts, this is not an inevitable problem, as observations of indigenous cultures tell us. Teenager acne should be addressed by a combination of two factors. There's two separate things that you want to look at when it comes to teenager acne, and they don't involve creams and potions and lotions. We'll cover that when we come back from break. Take your phone calls as well at 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll take a quick time out and come back with more good health information. Don't go away. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you hear, we're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and various other times on affiliates around the country. And if you want to learn more about the Longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy or Nassim and Rachel at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Let's see what else I got to say. Get on my website, brightsideben.com, and you can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to join me in my personal mission to help educate the world on the power of using nutritional supplementation. I'd love to have you on the team. Just click on that Join Now link and somebody will get back to you. Got a bunch of folks on hold and we'll get to you in a second, but I want to continue a little bit talking about this idea of teenager acne, hormone acne. The technical term, the way I refer to it, is as androgenic acne. Androgens are male hormones, and that's because the male hormone testosterone is associated with acne. But as I was saying before the break, just because you have a burst in these male hormones right around teenagerhood or maybe a little before doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have acne. Teenager acne should be addressed by using a combination of two factors. Number one, better food choices. Number two, key nutritional supplements. And in a way, these two points are connected in the sense that when you're making poor food choices, you're going to have nutritional deficiencies, and nutritional deficiencies can make us more sensitive to the effects of poor food choices. So it's kind of like this vicious circle. By lousy foods, by the way, by poor food choices, I'm referring to two distinctions that make a food choice lousy. Number one is processing. And this is really important, this idea of using processed foods to form the bulk of our calories. Processed food, folks, is corporation food. And it's food that doesn't care about us. It's food that's produced by corporations that are only concerned with bottom lines. And nutritional value is not bottom line friendly. There's this built-in antagonism between good nutritionally rich, nutritionally dense food and bottom lines. And corporations are interested in bottom lines. So instead of directing their resources and their capital to food quality, their capital and their resources are attached to branding because it's much more economical to focus on branding than it is to focus on quality food. So instead of trying to get us to feel comfortable with a food, we are hypnotized into feeling comfortable with brands. In order to pay for commercials and marketing, value is taken out of the food and applied into advertising. Making correct food choices, folks, means not buying the bull, the crap that's shoveled to us on a regular basis, not only from the purveyors of the drug poisons, we talk about that all the time, but also of the food poisons. I talked to a guy a couple of weeks ago. He was a listener, and I was counseling him, doing some nutritional counseling. He was a vice president for Domino's Pizza. I told him I would talk about his story on the air. He said to me that he wouldn't let his kids touch the pepperoni. Can you imagine how pepperoni is made? And then there's the flavor enhancers and the excitotoxins, the stuff they put in the sauces. An excitotoxin is a chemical that excites the brain so much that we will think that whatever crap we're eating actually tastes good. That's how an excitotoxin works. It excites your brain. It makes your brain really happy. So you think that that food tastes good. MSG is your classic excitotoxin. Monosodium glutamate, as it's called, was invented by the Japanese, and it got noticed by American industry after the war. As food processing in this country was just getting going, they noticed, Americans noticed that the Japanese were putting MSG in their soldier rations and the meals ready to eat that the Japanese were giving the Japanese soldier. And they were wondering, what's it in there? Well, it turns out that the Japanese government was putting it in the soldiers' food not to improve the flavor of the food, but to improve the perception of the flavor of the food, to improve the perception of the crap that they're eating. It's a kind of ultimate manipulation by chemical poisoning. It makes you think things are happening that aren't really happening. Excitotoxins, and by the way, there's a lot of excitotoxins. MSG gets all the press, but there's a lot of excitotoxins that we don't even talk about. These excitotoxins enter into the brain to make the brain think certain things. Stuff that gets into the brain is very, very controlled, tightly regulated. Stuff isn't supposed to get in the brain just willy-nilly. In fact, your brain has a special gate called the blood-brain barrier, and it keeps stuff out of the brain. Your brain is like the penthouse suite, and only very, very special VIP molecules are supposed to get through. The blood-brain barrier is like security for the brain, like at a high society party. MSG and other excitotoxins, there's lots of them, MSG sneak in. They don't get these excitotoxins sneak in through the gate, through the blood-brain barrier. They're fraudulent. They make you think that they're an innocent, benign chemical. MSG happens to look like a neurotransmitter, a brain chemical, but it's a little bit tweaked. So it kind of sneaks in through the gate, and it acts like a brain chemical, which is called glutamate, that the brain uses in very, very tiny amounts. Glutamate is an activating chemical, and monosodium glutamate is a fake activating chemical. That's why we call it an excitotoxin. It's gotten past security, and as far as the brain knows, MSG is a VIP, and that's not good. Dr. Russell Blaylock has written extensively about this idea of poisoning the brain with MSG and also NutraSweet, aspartame, and as I said, there's lots of other ones too. Here's something really sneaky about foods. The way we're supposed to be eating, according to the way our bodies are designed, there's supposed to be a lot of cofactors in the food. We are getting food that has been bred and manipulated and formulated to be specific in certain qualities that are marketable to our lower brain centers. So in addition to this problem with excitotoxins, now we've got these foods that have been artificially manipulated. The grains have been artificially manipulated to have high sugar content. Same with the fruits. So these artificially manipulated foods are designed to target our specific hot buttons. In fact, they actually call it, marketers will call these hot buttons the reptilian hot button, after the reptilian part of our brain, which has certain needs that it will do absolutely anything to meet. The reptilian hot button knows that your brain needs sugar. It knows that the brain needs fat. So marketers have designed foods that will be super high in sugar and super high in fat. A product that you will do anything to get is a corporation's dream. And marketers and food processing companies are designing foods that you will do absolutely anything to get. And that's why you can't stop eating the chips or the French fries. Michelle Obama herself, she was doing a talk in South Africa. Some of you guys may have heard of this, where she was talking about how easy it is to achieve your dreams. And in the middle of the talk, they asked her what kind of foods she likes to eat or what kind of foods she can't stop eating or what her favorite foods are. And Michelle Obama said she's addicted to French fries. Now, Michelle Obama can't really feel good about not being able to stop eating French fries, but in a way, it's not her fault, because our drive for fats and sugars is so fundamental and so hardwired that if you're not absolutely vigilant with nutritional supplementation and food choices, we're going to be putty in the hands of French fry formulators, people who make the French fries and make the chips and who make the crackers, because they're featuring just what we crave, just what that reptilian hot button wants. And if you throw in a little bit of excitotoxins and flavors, it's all over. That's why we got to eat foods that have as little high-powered processing as possible, and we absolutely have to make sure we're supplementing. Now, when it comes to teenager acne, androgenic acne, there's some super, super high-powered supplements that you can take in addition to making better food choices. We'll address that as well as take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're going to take a quick time out and come back after this. Don't go away.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoots.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side, folks. Thanks for being here. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're talking about male hormone acne, which, of course, women get as well, or teenage girls get as well. Androgens, male hormones, are growth hormones that everybody really has. It's unfortunate that we refer to them as male and female hormones because it's a little misleading. So if you got a kid or if you yourself suffer from teenager acne, the first thing you want to think about is the mineral zinc. Now, zinc deficiency is very common. We talk about it on this program a lot. If I had to pick one single mineral to supplement with, certainly a case could be made from zinc because it's hard to get it from food. It's extremely inexpensive to meet your zinc needs on the order of pennies a day. You want about 50 milligrams of zinc. a day. I look for this salt form called picolinate, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E. Forgive me if you've heard me say this before. I know I repeat myself a lot on this program, but it's important to reinforce the importance of this really incredible mineral, zinc. And zinc is involved in not just helping the skin if you have acne. Zinc's also involved in all hormonal health issues. 50 milligrams of zinc can go a long way towards improving your health, especially if you have immune problems, by the way, because zinc is associated with supporting the immune gland, the thymus, which is your immune gland. So zinc deficiency is common. Even if you don't think you're zinc deficient, it may not hurt you to get yourself on 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Zinc's also important for sugar metabolism. So if you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, breads, pastas, rices, potatoes, sweets, that kind of stuff, you're going to want to up your zinc. Make sure you don't take too much zinc, though, because ironically, taking too much zinc can actually give you some of the side effects as not enough zinc. And one of the side effects is skin problems, and people will break out if they start taking too much zinc. So keep yourself at 50 milligrams or so a day, 50 to 60 milligrams a day. And you always want to balance your zinc out with copper. The B complex is absolutely incredibly important for male hormone acne, especially vitamin B5, which we'll talk about when we address the second type of acne, which is acne that's related to the adrenal glands, your body's stress glands. But vitamin B5 and all the B complex can be very helpful for any type of skin condition, but also, as we're talking about here, for acne. So first thing you want to do for male hormone acne is get yourself on 50 milligrams of zinc, 50 milligrams of zinc. You may want to make sure you're getting enough of the B complex. Here's something else interesting about male hormone or androgenic acne. The hormone insulin cross-reacts with the hormone testosterone. So if your insulin levels are high, and of course we all know that insulin levels are spiked when we eat the crappy foods, if your insulin levels are high, then you may end up with this male hormone acne. And think about it. What are teenage kids eating a lot of? They're typically eating a lot of these insulin-spiking foods. And as I said earlier, indigenous cultures that do not eat these insulin-spiking foods don't have problems with acne. Not necessarily saying that it's a direct causal relationship, but it's certainly something that you might want to consider. And if anybody ever tells you that diet has nothing to do with acne, they flat out don't know what they're talking about. Simply this insulin connection should disabuse anybody of that idea that diet has nothing to do with acne. Diet has a lot to do with it. In fact, if you want to test it out yourself, go on a little fast. Take a 2 or 3 day fast, and you see if your skin doesn't improve on a 2 or 3 day fast, a lemon water fast, or a bone soup fast, or a veggie juice fast, or even just a total fast where you're only drinking water. You see if your skin doesn't improve when you go on a fast, or conversely, see if your skin doesn't, if you suffer from androgenic acne, male hormone acne, see if your skin doesn't get worse when you spend the entire day eating insulin-spiking foods. For most folks who have male hormone acne, androgenic acne, they will notice that when they're eating these insulin-spiking foods, and those are your refined carbohydrate foods largely, most people will notice that their acne is getting worse. So zinc, balance it out with copper. Make sure you're stabilizing your insulin and get yourself on the B-complex, high doses of the B-complex, especially vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. And those are some nice ways that you could treat teenager acne. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Frank in New York, what's going on, buddy?
Dr. Ben, I really appreciate your show. You're doing a great job out there.
Thank you.
One quick point. A few weeks ago, I think a woman called and said her husband had gout real bad. I had gout about 12 years ago. I started taking nettle, and I really haven't had a problem since. Okay.
Thank you.
But the reason I'm calling for is my
daughter. Hang on, Frank. Is that all you did differently? You didn't do anything differently?
I just started taking the nettle, truthfully. You know, I'll tell you, a couple times it was on my big toe all the time. At first, I didn't know what it was. The first few times I had it, you know, I was in my bed, I was raising it, I was putting ice on it. Then I went to a doctor, and she said, either got tendonitis or gout. So she gave me something and went right away. But then I believe in herbs, okay? I'm 68, and I don't take any prescription drugs, you know what I mean? So I started taking the nettle, and I think a side effect, I think it's supposed to help the prostate a little bit.
Yeah, it helps the male hormone system. That's right.
Is that
what
it is?
Well, good. Thank you for sharing.
I'll tell you.
Yes.
I know it. I've seen friends of mine. I told them about it, and then they don't listen to me. You know what I mean? Oh, tomorrow I'm going to the doctor. And then I see them limping around. You know, they can hardly walk. You know what I mean? This is like a year or two after I told them. But the reason I'm calling is my daughter works in a high-stress office. About 7 years ago, she was getting on insomnia, and she had some problems. I tried to get her some herbs, a package that might relax her a little bit. I don't know to what extent she took them or to what degree. But she eventually got on Ambien, and I told her, well, look, it's, try to wean yourself off of that. You know what I mean? Take a, if they tell you to take one, take a half and take some of this along the way. Anyway, that went away. But about a week and a half ago, now she's anxious, okay? She says her mind keeps running, okay? And she can't sleep. You know, now I...
You want a couple ideas? Let me give you a couple ideas, because I got a bunch of calls here. But let me give you a couple ideas, Frank. Number one, for anxiety, there's some interesting literature on niacin, vitamin B3, high doses of niacin or niacinamide. She may want to try taking maybe 1,000 milligrams a day of niacin in a time-release fashion. Niacin can have a flushing effect if you don't take it in a time-release fashion. So if you go to the pharmacy, ask for something called Nicobid. And Nicobid is time-release niacin, and see if she can get herself on 1,000 milligrams, 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. Make sure whenever you take the niacin, though, you're taking it with the entire B-complex. So get maybe the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and that has a good amount of the B-complex, and then wash down one or two niacin capsules a day. See if that helps. Also, there's a supplement called 5-HTP. 5-HTP, you may have heard me talk about that. That helps the body make certain neurotransmitters that help with relaxing, serotonin specifically. Take it before bed because it may cause a little bit of drowsiness, 100 to 200 milligrams before bedtime. Magnesium can have a nice relaxing effect. In fact, magnesium deficiency, which is another one of those common mineral deficiencies, can actually result in some anxiety problems. So, and women do lose magnesium in their period, in their blood when they have their period. So magnesium might be a way to, a strategy for you, supplementing with 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. You know, the thing about magnesium, like a lot of minerals, it's in balance with calcium. So if she's supplementing with calcium or eating a lot of calcium containing foods, that can also result in a magnesium deficiency. There's so many other things here. Lithium is also good. Lithium orotate, you can get that at a health food store. You'll also find lithium in a couple of the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Let's see, keeping your insulin levels nice and even, because when you go hypoglycemic, if you're eating a lot of sugar and sweets, your blood sugar may drop, and that can cause problems with anxiety. And then you know what? One of the simplest, easiest things that we can do for relaxing is slow, deep breathing. And that means both on the inhale and the exhale. The inhalation will give you oxygen, but the exhalation will allow you to blow off carbon dioxide and acid, which can sometimes spike cortisol and making anxiety worse. Let's see, what else? For the adrenal glands, which are your stress glands, the omega-3s, the essential fatty acids are also important. There's so many things here, Frank. Got to move on, though, buddy. Thanks so much for calling. I hope I gave you some ideas there. Judy, hang tight. Kim, hang tight. If you want to talk to us, our number is 866-582-9933. We'll take a break and be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stephanie writes from California. I was wondering if you could address the problems of cellulite. I'm a 30-year-old female, have been fighting ugly cellulite on my inner thighs and knees my whole life. I'm not overweight, but the cellulite makes my knees and thighs look really fat. I'm embarrassed to wear skirts. I hate my legs. Stephanie says she exercises on a regular basis, including cardio and weight training, but the problem doesn't go away. She eats organic, takes green nutritional shakes and supplements with vitamins. Is the cellulite something I just have to accept unless I go the route of very expensive body contouring and cosmetic treatments? I know it's genetic because my mother has the same problem. Is it hopeless? Well, there's a lot of misunderstandings in this letter. First of all, there's nothing that is just plain genetic. The whole idea of genetics being responsible for our health conditions is so 1980s, folks. So 1980s. If you or your doctor still believe that you are condemned to being a certain way because your genes are that way, then you or your doctor are not following with the latest research, which involves the understanding that there are factors which turn genes on and off. Genes are just instructions and templates. They can be turned on and off, and they're turned on and off by factors that are referred to as epigenetics. And most of you have heard me talk about this idea that there are factors that are transcendent to genes. These epigenetic factors involve nutrition. They involve the thoughts we think and the feelings we feel. The idea that genetics are responsible for everything health is old news. It's passé, and it doesn't take into account the new understandings of epigenetics. So, first of all, Stephanie, no, it is not genetic, and you do not have to just accept it. Secondly, Stephanie, body contouring and cosmetic treatments don't work. Because, you see, cellulite is a problem of the environment in the body. If you have fancy body contouring done and cosmetic treatments done or even liposuction done, your cellulite will come back if the environment is hospitable to cellulite. Cellulite is a problem of storage of toxins in fat. One of the things the body does when it comes to elevated amounts of toxins in the body, and we all have this, is it will store the toxicity in fat. Fat is actually a storage form for poisons. Cellulite is deposits of fat that are accumulating in areas inside, typically in the thighs, And they're causing some breakdown in some of the connective tissue that looks makes it look like what we see as cellulite. It's breakdown of connective tissue fibers secondary to problems with fat storage. So the key is going to be to figure out why is your body storing toxicity. Now, Stephanie says that she's eating organic food, taking green nutritional shakes, and supplementing with vitamins, but she's not telling me everything that she's eating, and that's usually the first place I think of when it comes to high amounts of toxicity in the body. So what I would be doing, Stephanie, is I'd be going on a low, low-calorie diet, as low as you can go, making sure that you're getting all of the nutrients that you need. I have a problem with so-called green nutritional shakes because most green nutritional shakes contain all kinds of ingredients. If you see a laundry list of ingredients on the side of your nutritional product and they're ingredients that aren't necessarily nutrients, that's probably something that you don't want to eat. So that's the first thing I would be I'd be eliminating out of my diet are these green nutritional shakes. Secondly, try to keep your nutrient density as high as possible and at the same time keeping your calories as low as possible. It's not unusual for people who are working out with weights or working out with cardio, doing cardio kinds of things to have cellulite. So typically it's not going to be a workout issue as much as it's going to be an issue of not putting in toxins into the body, especially through the diet. And keep in mind, because of food processing, there's toxicity everywhere. So that would be the way that I would address it. There's also some supplements that you can take that can help the body process fats. Essential fatty acids are very important in this regard. Anything you can do that would support bile. Bile is your body's one of your body's main fat detoxifiers. It's kind of like a WD-40 for the liver and for the whole fat system of the body. It flushes out excess toxins, soluble toxins. It also flushes out hormones, excess hormones. So making sure that your bile is working correctly, your liver, your gallbladder, that whole fat metabolism area that we talk about so much on this program. So I hope that helps you, Stephanie, and anybody else who's suffering from cellulite. Get yourself on a low-calorie, high nutritional density diet. Take in fat-dissolving supplements, anything that helps bile work, bile salts, digestive enzymes, probiotics. There's an amino acid called taurine, another one called glycine. Both of those can be helpful for bile. Even lecithin, plain old lecithin supplements can help with fat detoxification. That might be something for you to try, Stephanie, or anybody else who's struggling with cellulite. Okay, got a couple more minutes to talk to you at 866-582-9933. Kim in Florida, what's cooking?
Oh, hi, Ben. We are listening to you in Central Florida. I'm trying to get more people to listen because you're so great.
And, thank you.
And I'm early 60s, 5'2", 103 pounds, no health issues, except occasionally nice. I'll get a like muscle spasm or muscle tightness, especially if I lift heavy groceries and carry them from a distance. And it's all located in one area of my jaw and my right ear, and it's quite painful for about an hour. So I usually start taking more MSM powder and extra magnesium, but I'm not really sure if I'm taking the right stuff.
Yeah.
So I tried white.
You're smart. I got a couple calls to take, but that's really smart. That magnesium is actually one of the best things you could do. Magnesium is a really nice muscle relaxer. What form of magnesium are you taking?
Just regular. I don't have it in front of me. Similar to what you advise us.
Look
to
for magnesium aspartate, and that's spelled aspartate. Magnesium aspartate, or also you can try magnesium malate, and that's malate, malate. And that's those are two very absorbable forms of magnesium. One of the problems with magnesium is it's a little bit tricky to absorb, especially if you're not at 103 pounds. You may have some issues around fat, and you do need to have a certain amount of fat to absorb magnesium. So maybe take your magnesium with fat absorption aids like bile salts, or take your magnesium with your essential fatty acids. So that whole fat metabolizing and fat digestive system can get going when you're taking your magnesium. Magnesium is an awesome, awesome strategy for that. And then also 5-HTP may help. 5-HTP, which we were talking about as an antidepressant earlier, 5-HTP may have some nice muscle relaxing properties. And then also the B-complex. Always think about the B-complex when it comes to contractions or relaxation in the body. So those are some things for you to try. Are you clenching? Do you know did the dentist say you're clenching or you're grinding?
I probably am doing it at night. Yeah.
Okay.
And what is that? TMJ, would you say?
Yeah. TMJ is when you're, it's kind of a generic term for inflammation that occurs in that lower jawbone area. So it could be, TMJ can be caused by arthritis, it can be caused by clenching or grinding, it can be caused by a mechanical injury. So that's sort of a generic term, but I would be looking at things that help you relax the face, the whole area in the face, and those are the supplements, but also just plain old relaxing techniques like oxygenation, meditation, thinking about relaxing that area. You know, our muscle structure is very responsive to our brain, and just paying attention to certain areas can allow that those areas to relax. Maybe paying attention to your jaw area before you go to sleep at night, in addition to taking some of those supplements. And I want to take one more call, okay, Kim? Thanks so much. Appreciate your call from Florida, and thanks so much for being a listener. Robert, real quick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I was going to talk to you about protein and damaging it and whether plant protein was better.
Okay. You mean dietary protein?
I have somebody that's somebody I know that's found out his whole body is riddled with cancer, and he's all listless, and he's like, he's, you know, saying goodbye to everybody, and I was wondering, is there anything we could do for him?
Well, you know, there are some things you could do. There's remissions happen. There's not a lot in the literature, but there's probably about 1,000, or at least 1,000 remissions that are in peer-reviewed literature. So we know that remissions occur. We know that it's possible to remit. Whether that can happen or not is not something I could tell you on a radio program, depending on how far down he's gone down the cancer route. It takes a long time for cancer to appear, but here's some ideas for you. Number one, cancer loves acid, and cancer loves sugar. So you got to eliminate anything that's going to speed up the growth of cancer in terms of sugars, refined sugars, breads, pastas, all those things we rip on this program all the time. Secondly, oxygenation is extremely important. If you want to make a cell turn cancerous, rob it of oxygen. It's the fastest way to make a cell turn cancerous. And so long-term deprivation of oxygen is really one of the it may be the reason why we get cancer is long-term deprivation of oxygen in addition to other factors. So oxygenation via deep breathing techniques and then blowing off carbon dioxide with powerful exhalation. Of course, this will also help the lymphatic system move. Remember, your lymph is your body's sewage system, and it gets clogged up. And when it gets clogged up, it wreaks havoc on the body. That means less oxygen. That means less nutrition. That means more poisons that are difficult to remove out of the body. That means poor nutrient delivery. So deep breathing in, powerful exhaling out. Not only will that oxygenate and remove carbon dioxide, but it will also help the lymphatic system move too. I wish we had more time on this program, but we don't. We will be back tomorrow on The Bright Side. Thanks so much to our callers, to our listeners. And remember, folks, no matter what it is you're suffering from, there's a nutritional strategy that you can employ to accelerate your body's healing response. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.